Hello, bowlers. Welcome back. Here we are again with a new episode in Bowlers in Pajamas. We have Jihan here and myself, Neha. So today we are going to talk about the managerial situation at Manchester United. So Jihan, what is your first reaction when you came to know that Ole is sacked officially?
Mixed reactions, actually. I mean, it was sad initially at first because seeing a club legend like that leave on a very sour note and a very like emotional way is very actually literally very sad to see, because we never like really hated him for anything at all. He was never a person to be hated. Like, he never even had any rifts with other coaches or anything. We have seen him always smiling around, but the only problem was the tactics which he had and the analytics what he used were totally baseless, and I guess he kept repeating same mistakes and I guess cost the club. And after all, you know, no manager, no player is greater than the club, so obviously they had to be some point. And he himself actually with mutual discussions with the board, he parted away. So yeah, it is actually more than happiness, it's actually sad to see a legend leave like that.
Well, as you said, it's overall benefit for the club, and I think the tactics or whatever analytics, as you mentioned, are not exactly working. United can't afford to be, you know, outside the top four at least for sure, because they are actually the third costliest squad in the entire Europe, in the entire world, in fact. Well, that's other thing, but yeah. So, Jihan, what do you think? The last season, the promise was there, everything was going good, but do you think the addition of new signings? We have Sancho, we have Varane, we have Ronaldo.
That is the problem, I guess. These big signings have obviously added more weightage and more pressure on Ole. And it was evident. And actually, he rebuilt a squad. He rebuilt a lovely squad, but he couldn't handle it. And he couldn't handle these big names. He didn't know. He tried to use his own tactics and tried to play Sancho on the right and then subbing Ronaldo in that Young Boys game, which costed them the 3 points, and then eventually benching Sancho again. And then it doesn't make sense, because you have wasted two transfer windows on him, eventually spending £72 million, and the player has not even scored nor assisted yet, and hasn't even played a lot of football since joining from Dortmund. And even Ronaldo was frustrated, because when he joined United, he had obviously high expectations. Obviously, he started off with a very brilliant and fiery note, but it's eventually going down and down. I mean, with Ronaldo in the 11, it's like you're losing 0-5 at home to Liverpool, and then obviously losing the Manchester Derby, and it doesn't make sense at all. So I feel Ole has to be blamed, obviously, for obviously repeating same mistakes over and over again, like by starting Fred, not allowing Van de Beek to show his class, and which we saw in that last game. He was very promising and obviously was the last goal scorer under Ole's reign. That was the most ironical part. Yeah, totally. But it's like eventually, it's like Van de Beek had the last laugh, and he like, I scored a goal and I screwed you off. It's like, but it's really, really sad to see like players not getting chances, and Ole was keeping on repeating the same mistakes over and over again, and which eventually costed the club as well. The fans were furious. They wanted him out, and somewhere it was not a hatred, but it was anger and frustration to see United go so below expectations, because you've seen Arsenal also progressing ahead now after a very disastrous start. When they had 3 losses in 3 games at the start, it's going down and down now. I guess if things would have been more worse, if Ole wouldn't have been sacked, and it would have given more time till maybe Jan or something to wait for till the transfer window opened or something. But I guess it was still late to sack him. He should have got the sack after the Liverpool loss only, but nonetheless, he still got it. But I didn't obviously want him to go in such an emotional way.
Well, you know, I want to talk about the timing of the, you know, termination of his contract. I think this is the worst time United can afford or find to let him go. Why? I'll tell you my reasons first. The first thing, as you said, they should have sacked him right after the Liverpool game, because it was evident they didn't do it. So they waited off and they dropped points at Atalanta, and they won against Spurs, but come on, it's Spurs. And eventually Spurs got the last laugh. the primary candidate, the most suitable candidate United would have wanted, Conte left this post. I mean, you literally boosted your rival under top four contender now. And other than that, they should have sacked him at least the start of international break, just like how Barcelona did. I mean, they got Xavi and it wouldn't have made much of a difference. But at least it will give some time for a manager to, you know, a new manager to freshen up a little. And now what? Now they sacked him yesterday, and now one day and just 2 days they have to face Villarreal away. And you know how this, I mean, Champions League game is always tough, especially it's an away game, especially when your squad is low on morale and confidence. They really didn't find any other better time. I think it's a very, very bad decision from the board. Either they should have waited till one more month, because we have to consider that United were almost similar position, you know, in the league last time too, right? Last year.
They were,
last
yeah, but the scoreline, the scorelines which we are seeing right now are totally disastrous. I mean, 4-1 to Watford, 0-5 to Liverpool, 0-2 City, and then Chelsea is coming up next weekend. So it would have been more disastrous, because the way Chelsea are playing right now, they would have literally thrashed us like they thrashed Norwich.
Oh, that's other story there, but yeah. So, but I really think, you know, just sacking your manager just before.
As of now, sacking Ole right now actually didn't make any sense, and because they are kept Michael Carrick and Mike Phelan and all, they are all still there as the assist, the caretaker, as the caretakers, and also they were a part of Ole's team as team only. But it's really baseless and senseless, I guess, to not remove them. And just removing Ole, because obviously they must have made analysis and took out, like they must have given advices to Ole. Of course, final call might have been Ole's after all to create the 11 and formation and all. But still, it doesn't make sense just removing Ole. If you're removing him, you're removing the entire team.
Exactly.
And getting a fresh unit.
Carrick was also there with Jose Mourinho, right, when he was at United. Definitely is not that great, in my opinion, as a manager. Legendary player, but not definitely a great manager for sure. And also being that he's just the caretaker manager, and United are soon to announce the interim manager. I mean, who do you think will come just for like 7 months of football? I mean, any good manager, you tell me. No one will. I mean, they expect a project to be in play, the top level managers. So you tell me, do you think any realistically an outside guy coming in to, you know, coming to take this thing for how many months? 10 months? Because it's evident that United will either get Pochettino maybe during next, you know, second half of the season. Because for sure, when PSG gets knocked out from Champions League, PSG will give the sack to Pochettino. Even he wants to leave, it seems. And PSG already knows that Zidane actually wants to coach PSG. So it's like a win-win situation for PSG at that point. But yeah, I mean, do you think your entire next 10 months regarding the managerial decision, the board left it to the air, it depends on some other club's performance in some specific competition and other guys' acceptance to that job? And that's pretty absurd for a top level club like United. I mean, what is wrong with the board?
I don't know what is wrong with the board, but I guess this is the problem for the board. They've again, if you see, they went under fans' pressure. And if you see in the summer transfer window also, they were under tremendous pressure for not signing a good CDM. And on the last day when they saw Ronaldo was inching towards Man City, so they had to forcefully bid for Ronaldo and get him back home. It was obviously, it was an emotional return, of course. We loved to see him in the red rather than the blue, but it was obviously a very unnecessary investment, I guess. And it was a very pressurized investment. So same way, I guess, the fans' pressure was increasing. We saw on social media, trending on Twitter, Ole out, Glazers out and all. So I guess they had to obviously part ways with Ole and actually like think, but fans are still furious that Carrick has been named caretaker manager as of now. But according to me, board will look for a very manager as of now, a caretaker manager like, say, Ralph, the guy who coached Leipzig, or say, Pochettino, if he's coming for mid-season to just try and stabilize things around. And we had a very good opportunity after Liverpool loss to sign Antonio Conte, but that we obviously Glazers fucked up again. And it was really unfortunate and to let such a manager go. And because that guy has total, like, and even yesterday also we saw Louis Enrique clearly fooled around in the media saying, is it April Fool's today that if I'll coach Man United? So it is obviously that also ruling out Zinedine Zidane has also said no, considering his wife doesn't want to stay in Manchester, and obviously the language being a big issue over here, and also he wants to coach the French national team or PSG, whatever he gets, that's his main priority. So I don't think it's like a good thing. I mean, you will not get a big manager as of now unless you offer some big ass money to the coach. Like Pochettino, if he's coming from PSG, though, they have to offer a big amount to him. And obviously, PSG are not going to let him go just like that, because
PSG
they are
will be letting him go. But actually, the insider of the inside
board of it will let them go. Inside. But obviously, they are not going to let him go so easily with the small price tag.
Compensation, they'll judge 10 to 15 million easily. PSG wants to.
Yeah, but considering Glazers are very miser. They are misers right now. They don't love to spend a lot of money. They try and negotiate even a penny, they will like try to reduce it. So it's really, you've seen how Jadon Sancho worked.
They really don't bother about it. Unless the amount they get, they really don't give a fuck about it.
See, when it comes to buying players or hiring managers, they will spend any amount of money, even double they will spend. But when it comes to like selling their own players, it's going to be really difficult.
So seriously, actually, I honestly don't remember except Icardi going from PSG, etc. He also came back eventually. I really don't remember any player going for high amount from PSG. Barcelona, Real Madrid, right, for Verratti, something Neymar, and
Zlatan left for free. Zlatan left for free. Cavani left for free.
Silva went for free.
Absolutely. Yes. I don't remember. Any PSG player like going
maybe
Juventus, I guess. Rabiot went for free.
No, very less amount.
No. Rabiot was totally free. I remember.
Yeah. So I think next Rabiot season, was free. Draxler will go for some 20 million. I think that will be the club record under
Draxler has just got a contract, I guess.
No, they plan to send him away. He's not happy, apparently. So many forwards. I mean, you can't really break it and then Di Maria can't break it. So Draxler is like a fifth choice winger, front field player. So he is looking to leave itself. Well, leave the PSG out of this, because we know that's like entire other crime episode we have to do. They are literally criminals who wear white collars. So yeah, coming back to United here, I mean, what do you see of this? I mean, do you realistically see, you know, under Carrick they can finish top four? You know, I would have said United would have definitely finished top four, but because the top three are pretty much fixed now. Chelsea, Liverpool and City are going to fight between them. I was always sure that United are bound to finish for obvious reasons, like best squad and the quality squad and everything. But I was just lacking trust in Ole. Now though, like Conte is at Spurs. I mean, I know Spurs, Conte really won't do any wonders in cup competitions, but that guy knows one more thing to, you know, play very good in league. Next season, they might even finish in top two. That's a different story. But this season, I think he can turn it around, because winter window, he's going to get huge chunk of money to buy players. Yeah, I think really Conte will take Spurs into top four for sure. So what do you think of that? I mean, do you think United can afford another Europa League season?
It's difficult to say, bro, because the thing is, like, there were players who I guess so used to Ole and all. Now, again, a new manager coming is... We don't know if his tactics will actually work with this kind of a squad, what players he wants. Maybe he would not need Sancho. Maybe he would not need Greenwood. We don't really know. So obviously difficult to predict anything from now apart. Unless you get Zidane or a Ten Hag, then it's a totally different thing. Ten Hag would obviously play Van de Beek each and every game. In fact, he'll sub Ronaldo, but he won't sub Van de Beek. It's like that. So it's difficult to see. But like player coaches like Pochettino, you don't really know how would they, what kind of tactics do these coaches have with these kind of players.
One more thing. I mean, Pochettino is a guy, you know, who is known for his time at Spurs. That's because he plays pressing football a lot. Even Harry Kane presses a lot. And when he moved to PSG, trust me, till date, I've been seeing a lot of matches, but there is exactly no style. Just like vibes and individual talent they're getting through. Yeah, the Mbappe runs into an Neymar, do something. Now Messi might do 3 games this code. It's really not a tactical setup. I mean, he's really not having any tactical influence. And they are not going to, you know, go to Champions League semi-final too. And do you really want that kind of guy at United, you know, where Ole couldn't get Ronaldo on the front line to press properly. I mean, it will be the same issue all again. Same issue. And Ronaldo is like a bigger ego. I mean, United, Rashford is having a bigger ego. Somehow Greenwood is having a bigger ego than these two. Somehow. I mean, sometimes I've seen like Greenwood doesn't pass to Ronaldo where Ronaldo is in a better position. I was like, how can he not pass to that guy? I mean, that guy is lethal, the best in the box. Greenwood tends to shoot from outside the box, often screen. I mean, do you think this Pochettino, whoever the even Saf is recommending, can get the best out of this score? I really don't think so. I mean, better options. Ten Hag would be the best. Ten Hag would be the best. Tactically, very fluent. You can get the best out of the players. What I'm saying is, Jihan, imagine that you are given the responsibility to negotiate with Pochettino when he's available next January, right? Assume that PSG got knocked out from Champions League in round of 16. The coach got sacked. Mm-hmm. Zidane replaced him at PSG. Now he's available for free. What would you do? Will you agree? I mean, will you negotiate? Will you sign a contract with him or not?
No. Mid-season, no. I won't.
Wow.
It doesn't make any difference to me because it really doesn't make any difference to me because you don't know what he just lost a PSG tie with a PSG squad who has Messi, Neymar, Mbappe, Di Maria, Draxler, Wijnaldum, Sergio Ramos, Marquinhos, Keylor Navas, Donnarumma, and whatnot. You're going to manage, what are you going to do with the United kind of a squad who is just being crippling around? Obviously, United do have a very good squad, obviously, squad with Ronaldo and Cavani and all, Rashford and all. But considering Pochettino, if he can't win with such a big elite squad, with all the world-class players, like you have Lionel Messi and Mbappe, what more do you want? What will Greenwood, Rashford and Ronaldo do? They have potential, but not with Pochettino. Not with Pochettino at all.
Well, you know, thankfully, I am on the same stand. He can't manage egos, I assume, because first, no one was having any ego. Now, I think it's out of his league. Well, I really hope, you know, some big manager gets sacked from their job and United gets hold of him. Any good guy. Then they really can't go for mediocre things. But Carrick is not the one.
But it is said because Pochettino is getting hyped because he's like, I don't know. It's they are saying Ferguson has high praise for Pochettino, and they are looking. United are going all out to get him if Zinedine Zidane's move is failed. So we don't know yet. Ten Hag is also a player to watch out for. I mean, a coach to watch out for. But literally, since Pochettino got sacked, since Ole got sacked, United have opened the Amazon market and it's like a big billion sale going on. Like they're searching for coaches which are better, which deals are better, which will go through, which will not go through. And then finally they will say, okay, buy now, which will be the best deal. They have to wait and see. But I hope it's not too late before they hire someone. And because they already let Antonio Conte go. I mean, they had a chance to sign Antonio Conte, which eventually failed and he went to Spurs. So it is very unfortunate, but let's see. I hope they don't make the same mistake because I remember Ten Hag also saying that he would be a replacement to Pep Guardiola in the near future. So if United don't make the most of this, and Ten Hag goes to City, it is going to be a major, major disaster for United. They let go another great coach in their grasp of their hands. So. And of course, with Zidane also is very unlikely.
Talking about his successor for Pep at City, there was I think Brendan Rodgers was holding himself to take over Pep from his perspective. So, I mean, United also were pretty much linked to him. I think he shut down the rumors. So, do you think any chances are because Brendan Rodgers is the most realistic guy you can get experience in Premier League. But this season, he's been inconsistent a lot. And same old issues again. What if he couldn't manage the big egos? Do you think it will be a good
thing? Not really. I don't think.
Okay. So, I think we have considered all the options which United have and scenarios too. Let's conclude this. You know, as an outsider neutral fan, I really hope that United do find a good manager now. The board really dug themselves into this. They should find a good manager. I really hope because they are a big club. And obviously, I have... sympathetic feeling for Ronaldo. I mean, that guy's last years at a top level. I don't want him to, you know, go in a very bad direction. I mean, going to Europa League is not exactly the profile Ronaldo is known for. So I really, really hope that he stays one more season and they do qualify for Champions League this next season and they do get a good manager in there. Let's hope for the best, yeah.
I really hope we had a chance to do something in the Carabao Cup. Unfortunately, in the round three only, we got our asses kicked out by West Ham United. That is the worst part. And we've seen Van der Beek. Whenever Van der Beek plays at his best, United have never won a game. That is also the ironic part under Ole. So it's really, really sad to see such things happening. But okay. I just hope whoever comes around United, just I hope not Brendan Rodgers. I really don't want him. I don't know why. I just get very cringe vibes from him. But yeah, considering also he was a Liverpool manager, Liverpool so of course not.
Yes.
Whatever it is. But yeah, and he's good as Leicester City coach. He's fine with these small clubs. He's done well. He's done really well. He could do something with them, but they have already won FA Cup and the Community Shield. So I guess they're very well up to their expectations, I guess, already. And they have done well in EPL also. They have beaten United twice, once at Old Trafford, now second, at the same scoreline at their King Power Stadium too. So I guess they are doing pretty well. They are doing really, really good. And they finished in top five last two seasons. Yes, I guess. I guess it's more than enough for a player manager for
exactly.
Him.
Exactly. The well happy with the Champions League qualification.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, Jamie Vardy was a top scorer last season. Jamie Vardy was a top scorer that season. Last season.
Wait,
what more Salah? Now? Oh, no. Vardy.
Why is Salah getting Ballon d'Or shouts, man?
Mohamed Salah is getting Ballon d'Or shots with the way he's performing. He's scoring some crazy
goals. Yeah, right. But that's just like one. See, that's the like the second of the season where the, you know, see, in my opinion, so, yeah, let's get to the Ballon d'Or episode later on. So, guys, we'll join you there again. So, stay tuned and thank you for listening. So, we have heard how United is going, what United is going through now. So, signing off.